Fresh Titans is proudly brought to you by Namdia. I am Namdia. I am Namibian.
Welcome to another edition of the Fresh Titans, where we go above and beyond to bring you titans that are captains of their industries. Today, we feature a man praised by industry peers for his innovation and forward-thinking abilities, a man known for his cutthroat ability to find solutions. Young and old, help me welcome Mr. Elton Katongolo, the General Manager for Products and Enterprise Solutions with MTC. Mr. Elton, how are we doing today?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me here today.
No, it's a pleasure to have you here. We thank you for sparing a couple of minutes to speak to the fresh listener.
Thank you very much.
Now, Mr. Elton Katongolo, everyone has a starting point.
Yes.
What was your career and perhaps also educational starting point?
Yeah.
And don't be shy to tell us about that first job.
Wow. My first job, no one will believe me if I say that I used to sell shoes in sports scenes. Swakopmund, yes.
In Swakopmund. Yeah.
So, I was fortunate to then get a call from MTC to join them in the call center. So then they used to recruit students to work shift works and to then man the call center in the customer service department. So that is my first journey of my work career. Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
Originally, all of us, we are from the north. Of course, we are migrants, economic migrants. So my parents moved to the coast. My mother moved to join her aunt in the coast. So that's where I'm born, in Walvis Bay. So yes, I was brought up in Swakopmund, school there all my school career. And then I did some time in Germany as part of the youth exchange of the Moscato Youth Choir.
So you can sing.
I can sing too. I can sing too. So yes, I can sing.
That is incredible.
So I spent some time with the youth choirs then, and then I was trying to, you know, collect some money to go to school. Again, of course, when you come to Windhoek, you have to be accommodated.
Yes. Family. Yeah.
I had to grow up very fast coming to Windhoek, because I'm the firstborn of four siblings. I'm the firstborn. I have three siblings. So I came to varsity, then it was called the Polytechnic of Namibia. Of course, as life goes, you know, you pay for your school, you can't afford again. So I had to again drop out of school. Get the job, as I was telling you, I had to get a job from MTC. So the journey started with MTC. I was in the customer care. Then I was then promoted to key accounts as a key accounts advisor for value-added services, for data services. Then MTC had a special department for VIP clients. And key accounts department was being formalized to take care of the high-value spenders and stakeholders. So I set up the first office of key accounts in the coast.
That is incredible.
Yes. It worked out very well, and then I was recalled. And then I set up the VIP in the north too. I was recalled again. And then, fast forward, and you know, as young as I was then, I was eager to learn more. So I got an opportunity to leave MTC and joined Powercom.
Yeah.
So I joined Cell One as the product specialist first, and then I became the product manager. Then I used to work, or I worked for Powercom and a company called Telenor.
Okay.
Telenor, yeah. And then they sold the company to Egyptians. It became Leo, I believe.
Yes, Leo, yeah.
Yeah, it became Leo. And then just before it became TN Mobile, then I then got an opportunity to join Huawei. Huawei, I joined as a product manager for devices.
Okay.
In Namibia. It went well. Then applied for another job in Huawei. And then it was in Centurion, Johannesburg.
Yeah.
So I spent a couple of months, close to a year in South Africa, as a account manager for a company called Cell C. In South Africa, yes.
Incredible.
It was in the hype of the 2010 World Cup. 2010.
It was brilliant timing, actually, yes.
The timing was right. And then Yeah, and then I had to come back. They promoted me back to Namibia.
Yeah.
So I was now the account director.
For Celsius.
For Namibia.
For Namibia.
For Namibia. I was one of the first project heads to bring 4G to Namibia.
In fact, to
Africa, we were the first African country to launch 4G. So I have my stamp there. So yeah, I mean, I can tell you all about telecommunications.
all day, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Hmm. So yeah, about my academic qualifications. Of course, I have an undergraduate in business management, of course, from NUST. I've got a management development program from VETS. Mm-hmm. I've got a diploma in telecommunications from Telecoms Academy UK. I'm now busy with my master's in philosophy for innovations and international business from the University of Pretoria Business School, GIBS.
In case you just joined us, we're speaking to Mr. Elton Katungo. Mr. Elton Katungo is the General Manager for Products and Enterprise Solutions from MTC, a man who was selling sneakers at Sports Scene at some point in Sokomoon,
yeah.
A man who was in Germany singing a second tenor,
yeah.
and Brato also,
yeah.
and today he's churning out solutions for the telecommunications market.
Yeah.
Now, Elton, what advice would you have
mm-hmm.
for a young Namibian professional who mm-hmm. too would want to climb the corporate ladder
mm-hmm.
and embark on perhaps a similar journey,
mm-hmm.
but also not forgetting the girl and the boy child who are out in the small towns like
yeah.
Sokomoon,
yeah.
like Ongwediva, like mm-hmm. Kipmansoop?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to them? How do they start? What do they do? The mind shift. Walk us through this.
I mean, they say it is what you think you become. Like you said, it's a mindset. I usually use those mottos to myself, and I try to also radiate that energy with anyone who I talk to, who I encounter with, who wants to be mentored or who wants to talk to me. Your environment and your background will never determine your outcome of your tomorrow. Like I said, it is what you think is what you become, because a mind is a very powerful thing. I grew up in Mondesa. I didn't have electricity until 1996 at home. I lived in the ghetto, but I will never say it was a bad experience at all, because it, like I said earlier, it gave me the courage to do better than those that were giving me the opportunity to be with them that time.
Mm-hmm.
So if my mother was able to provide that light or that candle at home, I would like to bring the electricity tomorrow at home,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I wanted to take the step ahead. So, and I think that should be the mindset of every young person, because your current situation should not determine your tomorrow. It is who you are today, what you think of yourself. What you think is what determines your tomorrow. Secondly, I see no limitation for any young person now. Then, as I said earlier, is that in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, or late 90s, we were trying to find ourselves as orphans of the economic victory or the liberation victory that was there.
Mm-hmm.
And we achieved the economic, the country's liberation, the victory is there. But then us as the babies of the 80s and the 90s,
mm-hmm.
we had to start ushering the economic journey,
mm-hmm.
Of which our parents have got nothing to do, because they said, no, we gave you independence and up to you guys
to pick
it up and go. So now, for us that are from the 80s and 90s, we have braced the storm. We went through the volcanoes, and we know how to see opportunities where there was none. But for now, for my younger generations, the ones born in the 2000s or late 90s,
the opportunities are enormous in the tech world where we live in today. Mm-hmm. I see no limitation. I only see a lot of opportunities. And I see a lot of young, successful black people coming up, a lot of young black millionaires coming through. I see a lot of Martin Shipangas, your Francis Ndongos, your Sydney Martins,
the new generation of them
coming, because those guys, when they're coming up, they had to fight the economic battle. But for us, we were the bridge between them and this generation coming, the generate.coms, the generation Y2K. I can mention all of them coming up. I don't see any limitation, but perhaps obstacles which are small battles in the war. You will fail in your obstacle, but however, it's just a battle you won in the bigger war.
Yes.
They will be there. You will find yourself stranded, not being able to register at school, at university. You'll find yourself standing at the taxi rank at a venue, not being able to find your taxi to go home. All those type of things, they are there. Those small challenges are there, but it will not kill you, but it perhaps will inspire and put more burning in and desire in your life to take 3-4 steps better than the next person. The opportunities are ambient. What I want to see is to level the playing field. I would like to see someone in Kaokoland, someone in Tsunkwe, someone in Karasberg, someone in the Kalahari, Usakos, to talk radiance in Namibian as a child, as a boy, to say that I'm coming as a Himba, I'm coming as a Vemba, I'm coming as a Kedugu, but I'm a doctor today. You understand? I would like to see those type of stories being told. So those are enablers of what we're bringing, the enabling environment, but we want to see the results and the fruits of that, where I see a child from Kunene, or a child from Kutsunkwe, saying that I was studying online for my PhD, and the technology provided by MTC enabled me to today operate on your brain. That's what we want to hear. I've traveled the world. I've traveled Africa. We are blessed with a lot of we are blessed with a lot of ambient opportunities. The country, even though we have challenges.
Incredible. What an inspiration, Mr. Elton Kandugola. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
I promise you one thing. The fresh listener is going to grab what you said today.
Yeah.
And going to run with it. Repeat that sentence for us again. What you think.
You become.
You become.
Yes.
Incredible.
Thank you very much.
Let's leave it at that. This is Fresh Titans. This was your Fresh Titan for this week. Until next week, leave it on Fresh FM.